If you're lucky enough to be in a part of Michigan that has COVID vaccine doses, and if you're someone in a priority group, you may be trying to make a decision right now. Is it time to go get the shots? That decision has some layers. If you're someone who's had a complicated relationship with establishment healthcare, it may not be so simple. Today, we want you to meet Donna Allen Brown. She's a barber, a baby boomer, a Black Detroiter. She's 65 years old, and she's caring for her mother, Serena Allen, who's 84. And this puts both of them in a unique subgroup of older adults who are eligible for the first rounds of vaccinations in Detroit. Donna's daughter is stateside producer Erin Allen. She'll pick up the story from here.
My mom has been lowering ears since she was 25 years old. Since then, her customers have become more than just weekly appointments. They're her friends, advisors, insurance guys, prayer partners, and family. She and her customers confide in each other about all types of decisions, and getting the COVID-19 vaccine is no different. My mother now takes clients at her house, in my old bedroom, which conveniently has its own entrance from the outside.
Hey there.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's one of her newer customers, Joe Bryant, who also happens to be my grandmother's occupational therapist. And the shop talk begins. My mom asks if he's run across a lot of people who have had the vaccination.
Actually, I haven't, not at this point. I think a lot of people are still sort of waiting to see how other people are reacting to it before they go in and get it. With myself, I actually haven't taken the vaccine yet. And, you know, at first I was on the fence about it. And then I started thinking about the history of vaccines in general and how they can be a positive help to society. But I know a lot of people of color are a little bit reserved about taking vaccines just because of, you know, certain things that have happened in the past.
Reserved. Some might say they're reserved. Others would say people of color, especially Black people, should be outright skeptical. My mom's customer, Tafari Brent, says they have every right to be.
You go to the early 1900s, to the Tuskegee experiments where Black folks were intentionally...
Besides the government actively tampering with Black people's health, he points out that early on, the ones promoting the vaccine were not to be trusted.
No intelligent human being, especially no intelligent Black person, would trust anything coming out of the Trump's team. He was a staunch racist, a white supremacist, a white...
Whereas those actually behind the vaccine, some of whom are Black, aren't being publicized as much.
Is the fact that there was a system who really helped create the vaccine, right? But Black folks haven't been made aware of that information.
And so, I mean...
So there are a cornucopia of variables that contribute to that distrust and that uncertainty.
And it makes perfect sense.
With so much uncertainty, how do you decide what to do and how do you make peace with your decision? My mom's customer, Reverend Kim Evans, has already had his vaccine shot. He says he looks at the science, and he trusts God.
I began to pay attention to the science, and I heard while I was mentally contemplating and, you know, like a message. So the message would stop the spread. And everything that's done contrary to stopping the spread is only causing more problems. The scripture clearly says that at certain points in time, you know, you gotta be governed by your conviction.
Eventually, I asked my mom about her decision-making process.
When you first heard that it was available, I mean, did you immediately say, okay, let me schedule it?
No, I waited about a week, a few days before I scheduled it. Talking to my clients, they didn't have to convince me, but just, you know, getting different perspectives encouraged me to go ahead.
My mom is taking safety measures at the shop, wearing a mask, providing hand sanitizer, allowing in only one client at a time. But she is seeing clients in the same house where she cares for my grandmother, who has pre-existing conditions that make her vulnerable. So when my mom heard a message on the radio saying anyone over 75 is eligible to make an appointment, she decided to get the vaccine for my grandmother and for herself.
I called about 2 or 3 days later. And I had no problem. I was speaking to an operator in, I'd say, 3 to 5 minutes.
So there, the appointment was set. But still, Since grandma suffers from both Parkinson's disease and dementia, getting her to take the vaccine wasn't an easy conversation or task.
I knew I had to approach it a certain way. I knew that I had to make it like something that we were just gonna do, not to ask her, did she wanna do it? Because I know my mom, she is the mama, and I'm the daughter, and I still obey my mother. But because I'm her caregiver, there are some things that she understands are necessary for me to take care of her and to keep her as healthy as possible.
So on the last Tuesday of January, they went to TCF Center to get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And I tagged along.
In 1,000 feet, turn right onto Steve Eiserman Drive.
So, Ma, how are you feeling right now?
A little bit anxious. Just a little bit, because I'm, you know, it's a new experience. I don't even get flu vaccinations. But the thought of being on a respirator or a machine to breathe is, I think I'd rather get the vaccination.
At TCF Center, we drive into the lower level parking deck. My mom completes some paperwork, and then a nurse approaches our car. It's really loud in here, and my grandmother's voice is very soft, so you won't hear her very much.
Good morning.
Hi there. Hi. Jeffrey. I'm going to look at your paperwork.
My mom gives Nurse Jeffrey the intake forms, and now is vaccine time. Grandma's up first.
Keep your arm relaxed. And on count of three, go ahead and wiggle your fingers.
One, two, three.
That's it.
Okay.
Now it's my mom's turn. He comes over to her side of the car.
And you're Donna, right?
Yes.
Now I want you to do the same thing. Wiggle your fingers.
One, two, three.
That's it.
Okay.
How bad was that?
It wasn't bad at all.
We pull to the side and wait 15 minutes to make sure neither my mom nor my grandma have an allergic reaction to the vaccine. And right at the 15-minute mark, Jeff comes back to check on us.
Are you both feeling okay? No reactions? Okay.
And I'm good too.
Everybody's good, and Jeff sends us on our way.
We'll let you go then.
All right, thank you.
The whole process takes about an hour. We grab some lunch, help my grandma back into the house, and then I sit down with my mom.
How does it feel now that you started the vaccination process?
Good. I feel like hopefully we can all take off our masks very soon. And the sooner everyone gets vaccinated, the sooner we can get to the new normal. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
That story came from stateside producer Aaron Allen. There's a bit more to say about Donna and Serena's situation. So Aaron is stepping back in with us for a minute. Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
Have your mom and your grandmother been able to get their second doses yet, or are they scheduled?
Actually, they've scheduled the doses right there at the vaccine site. So as soon as, even before they even got the vaccine, my mom did her paperwork and my grandmother's paperwork, and then they scheduled them for a couple weeks from now. So about almost exactly a month after the first dose, they're scheduled for their second one.
Are there things that you think your mom and maybe also your grandma are really looking forward to when they're able to get a little bit more normality in their lives?
You know, our family is really close. We have weekly, or we have, I would say, monthly meetings just to discuss the affairs of my grandmother's affairs, sometimes of her house, and different group decisions that need to be made. We also get together, you know, for holidays. And it's sometimes the only time that I see some of my family members. And so there are a lot of us, and I love seeing them every year. And it has been really difficult to not see everyone and see all the little ones who are coming along. But yeah, I think that would be, if I can speak for everyone in my family, that would be the main thing that we're looking forward to, at least that I'm looking forward to.
This is such a personal story, Aaron. Why did you want to tell this one?
You know, there was a time when I was under, I really thought that my mom was grappling with this decision. And she is a person who's really thoughtful, you know, and as she said in the story, I mean, she consults with her customers about so many different kinds of things, and she consults with family members, and she talks with me. And, you know, I really wanted to capture her thinking process. You know, she is in a demographic that is really skeptical about taking the vaccine right now, and but also who's really vulnerable. And so is my grandmother. And so I think that that story is just so nuanced. And I think it's really important. I think it's important that my grandmother, that my mother is a caregiver right now, right? That's also such an important experience to be having right now, to be responsible for the care of someone who's so vulnerable, but who has a big loving family. And I really wanted to capture the nuance of deciding to get the vaccine, right? A lot of people are thinking, yeah, of course, you know, there's a vaccine, then we can get rid of COVID. Of course I'm going to get it. But that's just not the case for so many people who have been wronged by our healthcare system, which is Black people, which is the people in my family.
Stateside's Erin Allen. Erin, thank you so much.
Thank you, April.